Blog Talk Radio.
To the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, June 1st, 2015. Don't forget to like the show's fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/Shanice Lewis Show and on Twitter at Shanice Show, and follow me on Instagram at Shanice Lewis. Well, we have a special show today. Our guest is Angelina White. Angelina White is the CEO and publisher of Hope for Women magazine. Created to exemplify the fellowship of women, Hope for Women magazine delivers passionate and creative coverage about health, wellness, fashion, careers, education, beauty, family, relationships, faith, arts, and entertainment. Hope embraces and celebrates the diversity of women while providing the inspiration, support, and information women want most to live a purpose-filled life. We're so excited to speak with her about her magazine and upcoming event. Let's welcome Angelina to the show. Hi.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Glad I finally have an opportunity to chat with you.
Yeah, we've been following each other on social media for a while, so I was familiar with your magazine, but this is the first time, you know, I get to learn more about you and what you do, so I'm super excited to have you on the show today. Now, tell me, prior to starting Hope Magazine, what were you doing professionally? What's your background?
Well, my background is in business, so I was living an ordinary life as administrative coordinator at our local university.
Okay. And so how did the idea to create a magazine even come about? You know, an administrator, you say it's boring, but that's steady money and, you know, and benefits. So
what made you want to step out? Well, you know, it was a combination of a few things. I had lost my grandmother and my father, like, in a two-month span. And then I was just at that point in my life where I was trying to figure out what my purpose and what I was designed and what was I actually supposed to be doing. So I had that aha moment when I was 35 years old, and I was like, okay, it's time for me to really live my life, because you think, okay, life was just, you know, I'm 35. What am I supposed to be doing? So that, with those, I had started doing a newsletter for 50 to 100 women. So that just kind of, this flourished. You know, I wanted to play it safe. I knew I can do the newsletter. That was this, you know, I can run to the local Kinko's and just keep it, you know, keep it simple. But then, you know, all along, I knew God was really compelling me to really step out deeper and to do a magazine. And I was afraid, Shanice, because I don't have no experience whatsoever to do any magazine.
Right, well, that's what I was going to ask you. How did you learn how to do it?
I mean, that's what makes it. And then, I mean, looking back now, I'm thinking, okay, I was, you know, between crazy and just passionate. Actually my sister-in-law had told me about a young man that was a journalism professor, and I had had lunch or we had dinner together one evening. This was 5 years prior to me even stepping out doing the magazine, and you know, he talked to me and, you know, shared with me a little bit about the, you know, the industry and everything. And I'm still just like, when he, what he was saying was just like Greek. I had no clue what he was talking about. And so basically I self-taught. I had to learn everything, Shanice. I mean, I bought every book, every program. I was in every chat room. I was even emailing some of the industry professionals. You know, I just became like a sponge and just started just learning.
But you were so passionate about doing it, it got you through.
It got me through. It got me through, and I stumbled and fumbled, but I mean, I just kept moving forward.
So how do you feel Hope is different from other publications geared towards women?
Well, Hope is different because we embrace the diversity of all women, but our niche is that we embrace their faith. So basically what Hope is just channels the life of a woman of faith. They're not, but not in the sense of it that it's preachy, because a lot of times our lives, you know, in women's lives are just chaotic. We didn't want to judge, but we wanted to show this woman on her journey. And basically this woman on the journey is me, you know. It was basically my life, and I'm like, okay, well, if I'm going through these things, although I'm a woman of faith, but still, and I believe, but I mean, I still have, you know, the issues of, you know, just everyday issues.
Right.
And so,
right.
So, and then with that, I just, you know, didn't want it to become a judgmental thing, of, you know, if you are a certain religious group or anything, but it's just where we are as a woman, just to be able to be supportive and uplifting of each other.
So, women of faith, does that mean that your audience that you are geared towards is not just Christian, or is it geared towards the Christian woman?
Well, more so, we don't look for, you know, the Christian woman, you know, per se. You know, we look more so towards the more ethics and more of the value system. You know, we don't discriminate against, I don't even know, you know, what people's faith is. I mean, because it's not a concern, you know, it's not an issue unless it's something that we're all like, okay, wait a minute. But I mean, we don't judge. It's kind of like no judging zone here. So,
okay. Well, I asked that because you've had, you know, different women on your cover, and some of them I'm familiar with in the, like, I think you have a gospel singer on your magazine cover right now. But then I saw you had the singer Maya, and I was now that took me for a loop. So when you have, when you're interviewing somebody like that, do you bring up faith, or is your interview questions different from a different angle, or it would be just like the regular interview questions from any magazine for women?
Well, what we ask is, like, some of the questions we do ask for the women, you know, depending on where they are. And the reason behind us getting Maya is because what we want to do is be able to show women from different backgrounds and different, where they are at this point of their life, how they evolve. And so that was, you know, the method and the mission behind working with Maya, is because she came back out. She came back more of a mature person. And then some of the ladies on the team, you know, they were, you know, diehard Maya fans. So they were like, okay, well, let's talk to Maya. And so you will see a variety of women, because, you know, we don't know where people are, you know, in their faith, or, you know, as far as media is concerned, we can say, okay, well, that's an R&B singer and she's this and that. But when you really get to talk to them, they have a certain a value in God and just, you know, where they are. So that's basically why we kind of it kind of took a little shift, and it was a lot of persuading me, to be honest, Denise. And I'm like, no, I don't know, because I was like, this is safe, this is comfortable for me. But you know,
right.
we opened it up a little bit. We did. We opened it up a little bit. I think we're going to do some more of that in the future.
Yeah, well, it's good to step out of the box sometimes.
Mhm. I agree.
So your magazine covers beauty and fashion as well, and I have a lot of listeners that are models and designers. So do you take editorial submissions for your magazine?
Oh, yes, we do. We love editorial submissions, and we are actually, I wish we had this interview a month ago. We had just put a casting call out for models. We were looking, we're working this summer. Well, next week we're going to do a body type feature, fashion shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So we were
mm-hmm.
looking for women from, you know, the curvy to, you know, just the various sizes and everything. And then we were also looking for designers. So, yes, we do take submissions, and, you know, live working with all people.
Now, do pictures submitted to you have to be more on the conservative side because of the audience you're catering to?
Yeah, well, I do monitor them, but I do understand that, you know, it is fashion and everything, but we don't do anything too risque, but we're in style, we're trend, you know, so we accept, you know, what different people have to, as long as it's not too much, you know, too less, we're good.
All the important parts covered.
Yes.
So tell me, why is Live, Dream, Inspire the motto for your magazine?
The Live, Dream, Inspire is my motto because that's basically the motivation behind my journey and just me pushing through. And then listening to other women and knowing where they are in their place and their space in life, is that I always want women not to get stuck. I was stuck mm-hmm. until I was 35 years old. That's when I was just so busy existing. And then
mm-hmm.
in that moment, in that defining moment, that's when I began to live. And then as I, you know, progressed, and that's when I had to start to begin. It all started really with a dream and just something that, you know, that this set on the mantle on the shelf for so long until I actually started to exercise, I can do this, and start speaking it, because it was like I was in a bubble. And so once I got past that plateau and that stage in my life, then that's when I said I want to inspire women to be everything they can. Because there's so many women that just get stuck and just in the day-to-day, you know, they have families, they love their husbands, they love their children and everything, but they just get stuck and they forget about, you know, themselves.
Right. And you stepped out and did this magazine, and how many years has this magazine been in existence?
10 years.
Oh, really? I didn't know that
years.
Long.
This is 10 years. This is why the Live, Dream, Inspire, because this is 10-year celebration of Hope for Women magazine.
Okay, so that's why this year you have introduced your first conference, and it's
exactly,
with the 10-year
yes.
anniversary. Okay,
yes.
So I see the connection.
Yes.
So is
yes.
this your first event that you've put on with the magazine?
This is the first event. I had made an attempt a few years ago, but it just the timing wasn't right. So this is the first event for Hope.
So the Live, Dream, Inspire conference is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Now tell me just about what this event entails. What's going to happen?
Well, it's more of an intimate gathering of the women who have followed Hope and been a part of the vision, and these individuals that, you know, on the panel or the speakers have been people that I have worked with and become friends with, sisters and all that, good stuff in the 10 years. So these ladies are coaches and experts and, you know, and all that. And I wanted to, some of the, these women have poured into me. So those women that attend the conference, they will be able to get the same, you know, love and support that these ladies have done for me in this, this 2 day or this day and a half event. So anywhere else they could be charged, you know, prices could be for coaching, you know how that can be. But this weekend they get a chance to be like a sponge and just absorb all this great knowledge and content so that when they leave that they can go and be inspired, live, and keep their dreams alive.
Now let's talk about some of your special guests and guest speakers. Now, are all of your main speakers women who have graced the cover of your magazine?
No, not all of them. Not all of
them.
Many, some have been featured in the magazine. A few have been on the cover. I think April has been on the cover. Some have written for the magazine. They've just been there.
Okay. So these are people who have supported you over the 10 years as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now tell us some of the people my audience will be familiar with.
Your audience may definitely be familiar with Lisa Welchel. And we know Lisa because she was Blair Warner on NBC's Facts of Life. You know, we grew up with the girl that was the Eastwood.
Right.
So she'll be there. She's our luncheon speaker, and we're looking forward to her being there. We have Doreen Rainey, and Doreen, she's over the Radical Success Institute, and she's actually just she partnered with Steve Harvey with his their conferences. So that's a great add to the event. Then we also have, let's see, Cheryl Pullins. You might know Cheryl. She's just the brand diva, I call her. She's just an expert. And it's just a Coach Felicia Scott. And Ruby Gettinger is actually going to be at the event from the Style Network series Ruby.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event. And so what is the cost and how do you go about purchasing tickets?
Well, the cost at this point is $299, and that is for the whole weekend, well, for that whole Saturday. And when you get there, you get a breakfast and get all this products and stuff that I have in my house that I would be glad to get rid of. And we're also going to be starting some empowerment calls here. The ladies are working on, and we're going to be offering some special things. So, you know, I encourage your listeners to, you know, opt into our newsletter and, you know, all that good stuff so they can get some discounts.
Now, you said that is the cost right now. So closer to the event, the cost will go up?
Will go down, actually. That's why we're in these empowerment calls. When they opt in, we're just offering special rates and discounts for those who are on those calls that they'll be able to get. So the $299 is basically the rate, the flat rate altogether. But then on the calls like this week, we're offering a 25% discount. So that's $50 off the event. So.
Oh, okay. So it's good ways to get discounts. Now, tell me about Indianapolis, because that's where you're based. That's where you're doing your event. You know, tell me a little bit about the city. What is, if I'm flying in, if I'm thinking about going to the event, what else can I do out there for the weekend?
Well, that weekend is going to be pretty exciting because it's actually our Indianapolis Black Expo celebration. So that weekend and everything, so you'll probably, you know, can go to, since we're downtown, you'll have access to the convention center and you know, be able to go to some of the, you know, seminars there, you know, or just kind of, I'm sure you'll meet a lot of people just kind of hanging out, because that's generally the big event of the city for the summer celebration. And then we're mm-hmm. also downtown. You'll be able to, if you're a shopper, which I think mm-hmm. you are, you'll be able to shop at the Circle Center Mall, which, you know, is down walking distance, and, you know, you can have some great places to eat down there, just to hang out at the fountain. And it's just, it's a good city. It's a good, small, not too big, but a smaller city that's good. Good, nice people.
Do you think you are at an advantage or disadvantage publishing your magazine from there? Because do you have access to the celebrities, and, you know, is that an obstacle being based in Indiana?
Well, doing the magazine, it's not, since I'm in the Midwest, it's kind of mm-hmm. like most people that talk to me think I'm from New York, Chicago, or L.A. somewhere, because mm-hmm. it's like, no one here does this, you know, what
you're
I've
right.
done. So it has been, you know, it has been, Shanice, that's been a big challenge for me, is because, you know, when I show up and I'm told, oh, I do this magazine, and then I show up and they look at me and they look at the magazine, you do this? And I'm like, yes, this is what I do. So it's kind of that whole shock, you know, shock value, and it's just, so I, early on, that was really one of my biggest obstacles, and, you know, stumbled at that because I was in the Midwest, and no one's talking about the fashion and the beauty and just even mm-hmm. magazine publishing in the Midwest. Like, you know, I'm sure you're more accustomed to it. So I really had to fight through that, but and really recognize and, you know, build my readers outside of, you know, where I am. And
so I saw on your YouTube you did like behind the scene video of some of your photo shoots. So do the celebrities actually come to you, or do you have to go to a major city to do photo shoots if you choose to do them?
Well, we have like a virtual, since I work with a virtual team, many of the individuals that I work with, we can set things up to where they are, like my LA team did the work with Maya, and then I have a team in like the New York area, so we have different people across the state
okay.
that I work with, so that
got
I'm
it.
Able to, you know,
got
keep it,
it
fresh
okay.
and alive.
right. I was just curious. I was like, Indianapolis. Wait a minute.
I know. Everybody says that. Isn't that awful? Everybody says that.
So, where can the magazine be purchased? Well, first of all, is the magazine in print, or is it only digital right now?
Well, up until the spring issue, the magazine was in, it was digital only, so you can, you know, was able to get it through our website. You know, when you join our newsletter, you get, you know, the whole link and everything. This summer, we're actually going to have for the conference and on the website that you will be able to, your readers and listeners will be able to purchase their copy of the magazine, because what we found is that our readers want a hard copy of the magazine. So we're mm-hmm. going to give them what they want. And this fall, we're going to officially launch the magazine back in print.
Awesome. So you can purchase it strictly online, or are
yes.
there other places?
You'll be able to purchase it online for the summer. This fall, when we relaunch, you'll be able to pick it up in the newsstand. So you'll be able to go to your Barnes & Nobles and those places like that to be able to purchase it.
Oh, wow. Well, good for you. I'm excited
mm-hmm.
to hear that. And
mm-hmm.
And so the website for the magazine is, say it one more time.
I'm sorry, I didn't say that. www.hopeforwomenmag.com.
And the website for the conference is?
www.hopeforwomenmag.com/celebrate.
Okay, so it's built into the magazine website.
Exactly.
So if you go to
exactly.
the main website,
you go to one, you're gonna get there. You're gonna get there.
Okay. So, I know you're focused on your event right now because it's coming up soon. But are you ever looking to be a media sponsor for other events?
We keep all of our options open. They keep me busy. My team keeps me busy. So yes, we look for partners and looking for great strategic alliances and to be media partners elsewhere as well.
Okay. And
so when you
have
one of those fabulous events that you have to let us know.
Yeah. You know, I'm asking you all these questions, so I know for myself too. So do you have anything else coming up we could be on the lookout for, or anything else we need to know that I didn't cover?
Well, in addition to the conference and the launch of the magazine, we will have our official launch celebration. We're still, you know, trying to figure that out because after 10 years, Shanika, I've never really even had the official launch party for the magazine.
Oh.
So we're going to do that. So that's going to be fun. Of course, it's not going to be in Indianapolis. So we're still looking at some different locations, maybe the West or the East Coast or even maybe Chicago. But
okay.
Something that we're working on that's really fun and exciting is it's been in the works for 5 years now, is we're going to launch Hope TV, where we're bringing the pages of the magazine to life. And so we have some different shows lined up, and we're looking to add some additional shows. And, you know, we have a, you know, production team and, you know, individuals that are working with us and in the planning stages of launching that. So we hope to, you know, be able to work our network online. But the big picture and the big dream is to be able to have it in broadcast.
Okay. Well, hey, your first vision came to life, so you
yes,
speak
it
into existence. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and continued success with everything you're doing. And I'm still waiting on my interview because I'm a woman of faith, and I want to
okay.
be in Hope Bank.
Okay. Well, you get ready. We might have to put you in our style because I've seen you model. So.
Well, congratulations on 10 years and everything you're doing, and keep in touch. Let me know when you launch new things.
All right, we sure will. Thanks, Shanice, for having me.
And you enjoy the rest of your evening.
You do the same. Bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you to my fabulous guest this evening. Make sure you check out Hope for Women magazine. And if you haven't already, don't forget to like our fan page on Facebook.com/Shanice Lewis Show. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.